I think it's the first fixture you look at, having been there for 11 and a half years, that when they came out, you know, when we were playing Blackburn home and away, and obviously there's got family interest in it as well, because, like I say, you know, the club was very good to me for a long period of time.
You obviously had the postponement last time. How did that affect your plans and what you've done this week?
Well, we wanted the game to go ahead because we were unbeaten in February. We're on a run of 5 games unbeaten. So we got momentum going. So you want the games to come thick and fast when you're in that spell. But at the same time, you know, we took advantage of it and gave the players a weekend off that they very rarely have in season. And they've came back refreshed and trained ever so well this week leading up to Saturday now.
You've had 2 absolutely superb away results, haven't you, in your last couple of away games. And so you can go to Blackburn Rovers, who are obviously having a good season, and there's no reason why you can't go there and win the football match, is it?
Oh, listen, the one thing in this league is that you know that the results, anybody can have a good go at anybody. And like you've rightly just said there, we've had 2 fantastic away results and performances, which is really pleasing. But throughout the course of this season, we've done ever so well away from home. You know, we put a terrific performance in at Plymouth. We went to Scunthorpe and there in the playoffs, and we did ever so well there as well. So we've got to try and back it up again on Saturday.
Obviously, Wigan are doing well. Portsmouth's a big club with a good following. There'll be a good attendance at Ewood Park. Do your players kind of react to that? Do you think that extra bit of atmosphere and maybe that sense of an occasion?
Well, I think it's well documented that obviously, you know, our supporters at home tend to stay away. We're grateful for the ones that do attend, but suppose it does, having a bigger crowd there just turns them on a little bit more. They're only human. And I think also the standard of the pitch also plays a part. It's been, again, well documented that we've had troubles here this season. We've had 2 games called off now, and the manner of the pitch is now just starting to come back. But you know, I think that with what we've got in the dressing room, footballers, that type of footballer as well, they require good services. And we'll hopefully have that again at Ewood on Saturday.
How much are you keen to look up and not be too concerned with what's over your shoulder in terms of teams below you?
Yeah, it is. We want to win as many football matches between now and the end of the season and get as many points as quickly as we can and then carry on. Throughout the time, we had a bit of a spell where we didn't win games, but we were putting in some performances and we were just lacking that cutting edge, or we were getting punished for an individual mistake. But they've stuck together, they've kept the belief, and they've stayed with the courage to go and play how we want to play. And recently the results have gone for us. We've got to keep doing that because, like you've rightly said, we want to keep looking up rather than looking down. But we're not going to get carried away with what we've done so far, just like we weren't getting panicky or carried away when the games weren't going. We just keep concentrating on what we've got to do.
And just a question with regards to kind of pressure at this stage of the season, whether you're trying to win a promotion or whether you're trying to stay in a division. Do your team talks alter? How do you go about trying to keep the pressure off players at this point of the season?
To be perfectly honest, we just focus on the process. We did that when we went through the run where we didn't win games that the performances deserved. So we stuck with the same formula with it. You know, we just go out and focus on what we can control, which is our performances, and working on that. And that's the way to go about it, in my opinion.
Well, can not necessarily inundate players with information at this point of the season, just kind of let them just...
Yeah, just what they need to know, you know. It's no point overloading them with so much information that they can't remember, you know, what to do next. But at the same time, you know, we've got a good, honest group that we like them to express themselves and play in a certain way and try and problem solve and make decisions for themselves out on the pitch.